The question of a telecommunications ordinance for Santa Fe still hangs in the balance. City Council has postponed any further discussion until after two public town halls are completed. A draft ordinance has already been written, but will it be changed? And if so, when? City Councilor Miguel Chavez is organizing those two town halls in concert with a citizens group concerned about the possible health effects of more Y-type systems in Santa Fe. And there's also been concern by Santa Feans about devices being installed without adequate neighborhood notification. I asked Councilor Chavez what he hopes to accomplish at those two town hall meetings.
Well, I think the first thing that we need to accomplish would be a better understanding of this FCC rule that says that any municipality in this United States has to provide this certain type of service within 90 days. Well, within 90 days of what and for what purpose?
Chavez has been a proponent of putting a moratorium in place until they have more information to work with. That's exactly what happened in Glendale, California. In fact, it's been exactly a year since Glendale put its moratorium in place to give itself time to create its new city ordinance. Christina Sansoni is the city attorney in Glendale, and I asked her what happened during that 12 months.
That year has been dedicated to securing industry comment and comment from interested residents in the city, particularly with regard to the installation of wireless antennas in the local residential communities. This whole matter started, I think, when one of the telecommunications carriers, a big carrier, decided to put an antenna on top of a street lamp in a residential zone. And the resident who was immediately affected raised the concern to the city that there was no public notice, there was no opportunity for them to comment. The antenna was actually partially constructed before they realized that this was going on. So they went to the city council and asked for a review of the city's ordinance, the rules by which the city would review and approve these antenna installations.
That's one of the big concerns in Santa Fe, or one of the big question marks, public notification of what's going to happen and when. Was this not covered in your previous ordinance?
Not for public rights of way. This is the difference between privately zoned property, which is fairly well protected by a zoning ordinance that has a different type of review process, whereby if it goes into a residential zone, the Planning Commission would hear the application, and they automatically have a public hearing, which has public notice opportunity for the community to come in and submit their comments and raise their concerns. When it comes to the public right-of-way, which is the street and the parkway immediately adjacent to your residential property, there was no such rule. We had simply what we call an encroachment permit, which allowed for applicants, wireless carriers, to go through a process for determining whether the antenna was going to be safe. And that's basically it. There are laws in the state as well as in the federal government that preclude the city from outright denying applications such as these in the public rights of way.
But
that might be different from what goes on in New Mexico.
Well, no, I think New Mexico would still have to obey the FCC ruling and not deny it simply because it's an application for a system. But the question really is it allowable to have public notification in public rights of way about these devices?
It certainly is. The federal law does not prevent local entities from providing public notification when these antennas are going in to especially sensitive areas such as residential areas or historic zones.
When you talk about antennas, I suppose you're talking about the same thing as in Santa Fe, that is small devices that are mounted on utility poles or as you say, light posts.
That's correct. Those are a type of antenna. There are many others, including monopoles, which are freestanding devices that are usually very tall and very visible from, you know, a great distance away. But in this particular case that raised the concerns for the community last year, that's exactly what they were. They're called radomes. They're small antennas, probably about 36 inches tall. They're opaque. They fit on top of a light post or a utility pole.
The city council will be hearing this in Glendale on Tuesday. What is the projected outcome? Has it gotten support yet from other committees?
The antenna ordinance that we're going to be presenting to the city council has been through the Planning Commission review. That was a public hearing. There was a lot of support from the planning commissioners. There are five planning commissioners. They all unanimously agree that this was an ordinance that should be recommended to the city council. I wouldn't presume to know what the council members will do or say. I do know that there's a lot of interest in it from the council, and I think they want this concept. It'll be a matter of the details in the ordinance. But the community is behind it, and we're very happy to see it going forward to the council.
During this period of the moratorium, there have been no installations, I imagine.
The installations that were placed on hold were only for antennas and that type of facility in a residential zone or in the public right-of-way within 1,000 feet of a residential zone.
So there have been some installations.
There have been in commercial and industrial areas and other open space areas.
What about applications now sitting and waiting for an ordinance to be passed? Do they include other types of installations?
Those would be the antennas that we're talking about. There are a few that are on hold, and they're wanting to get into the residential areas. So at this time, until the ordinance is effective, they're being placed on hold.
And you had no problem from the communications companies about having a moratorium?
That's correct. They understand that we needed to go through this process. I've been very pleased that they're working with the community and they're trying to address some of the concerns. So we have not had any threatened lawsuits or any comments from the industry that we ought not to be going through the moratorium.
We'll be keeping an eye on the results of that city council meeting.
All right.
Christina Sansoni, many thanks.
You're very welcome.